This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Rick Durden reporting for AvWeb at AirVenture 2014. I'm sitting with Tom Bliss, who has announced the formation of a new company, Triple R, Affordable Aircraft. The purpose of this company is to bring refurbished, like-new aircraft to the aviation community at reasonable prices, as much as 50% less than the price of a new airplane. Tom, could you tell us a little bit about the company?
Rick, thanks very much. This is an industry-wide program right now. The program is called Triple R, and that means to rebuild, restore, and re-equip general aviation airplanes. The idea came to us a couple years ago, and as a publisher of AvWeb, I'm in contact with lots of supplier OEMs in the engines, avionics, insurance, finance, and other industries. And we got to talking with everyone in the business, and we realized that the entry points for general aviation are pretty much out of reach from a finance standpoint for most pilots. So what happened? In the last couple of years, a number of companies have announced various rebuild programs, such as Red Hawk with their 172 with a diesel engine by Continental. The folks at Nextent announced the Beechjet 400 program conversion, and also the King Air 90 conversion at Nextent. These companies have done it right. They've rebuilt airplanes to exacting standards. We believe that those standards are the essence of a rebuilt airplane, where there's no compromises in the engine, the avionics, the equipment, the accessories, the paint, or the interior. All of these things have to be replaced and must perform and look as new. So the Triple R Affordable Aircraft Program to rebuild, restore, and re-equip means just that, to a very high standard. I think everyone in the industry is familiar with the automotive world, where you can buy a certified used car. When you buy a certified used car, it passes certain checkpoints at the dealer. That's not exactly what we're doing, but it's a basis for understanding. A Triple R aircraft has had all of this work performed to the extent that the engine is new or factory rebuilt, the prop the same, the avionics are new, the paint is new, the interior is new, and all the moving components are new equipment. This means that you're getting an airplane with recycled aluminum. So the structures are, say, for example, from a 1980 172, have to be inspected. They have to perform as required by the original equipment manufacturer, Cessna. All the parts must meet the standards that Cessna set. And then the new equipment, which is installed, is all installed according to the specifications from those manufacturers, such as some of our sponsors, Lycoming, Continental, Avadyne, and others. So the program is to make sure that the airplane, when it is rebuilt, first of all, is built by a very high-quality rebuilder, and that they did the work as required by our organization to a very high standard. Upon completion, they have documented all the work, including the logbooks. The new equipment will be shown photographically, serial numbers recorded, airframe times recorded. And so the buyer who sees this airplane when it is completed online, for example, on our website, will be assured that the airplane has met all of these quality standards. And that means that they can be confident about getting insurance, for example, confident about what they take to the bank if they request a loan. The bankers and the insurance company and even the appraisers will know it's a Triple R airplane that met certain quality standards. Moving on from that point, essentially, Rick, we started off with this program a few months ago in earnest when we did a research program. The research program was conducted through AvWeb. 6,000 AvWeb subscribers responded, which is an unbelievable number of responses for any survey, certainly any survey I've been connected with. The 6,000 folks who responded said that they believe that this program makes sense. And as we pointed out, it can yield a benefit of an airplane that performs and looks as new with virtually the same equipment as new, but about half the cost. So, for example, an A36 Bonanza, a very high-quality airplane built by Textron currently, has a purchase price somewhere between $775,000 and about $800,000. That entry point could be reached by a 1979 airplane that has new engine, new avionics and paint, otherwise new equipment, for about half that price, maybe a target price in the high threes or about $400,000. Still a lot of money, but for a very high quality airplane. But the Triple R program essentially establishes a list of standards, standard equipment, standard repairs that must be done for all Triple R aircraft. We also, when we select a shop, we identify and audit and appoint them to be either a custom or a Part 145 rebuild shop, and they must meet certain qualifications, foremost of which is lots of experience in this area. So we know that they've done this work for a long time. We are also going to provide a website, which provides a centralized marketing and PR portal, as well as information about all the airplanes. And that is called RRRAffordableAircraft.com. Well, I'll repeat that, RRRAffordableAircraft.com, just like it sounds. And we assist in providing a number of services for our rebuilders. We're going to help them to find parts buys that make sense. We've had some discussions with the OEM airframe manufacturers. We've asked them for help in identifying common parts that must be replaced. And we also have identified those issues of maintenance that are highly important to the OEMs. We are to promote an online marketplace for Triple R, which is essentially our website. All the aircraft will be listed, again, with their logbook information very clearly. And so that will be the only place that you'll see all the Triple R aircraft. The idea is to, at the end of the day, to have airplanes available at an entry point in our marketplace for flying clubs, for example, for FBOs, for rental fleets, for Cessna pilot centers, for example. Aircraft that meet our qualifications and have good equipment by some of the best manufacturers. We believe an entry point, for example, in the 172 world with a Lycoming 0360 engine might be in the area of somewhere between $150,000 to $180,000, depending on the avionics selected. This price means that a group of pilots could buy that airplane and finance it and each pay a few hundred dollars a month to own that airplane. So the program, as we've decided to launch it with the help of our sponsors, is going to be announced and then marketed throughout the aviation press, we hope. We're looking for cooperation from our competitors here from AvWeb, friends at Flying and AOPA and elsewhere, who we hope will also talk about this to their audiences. And finally, I just want to give a pitch for our various sponsors, and again, this, I think, speaks to our credibility. Bose is invested, Continental Motors, Genesis or S-Tech Autopilots, Lycoming, very important to us, Oregon Aero, and others. And so we also have S-Tech and we have Free Flight. So those companies, I should also add Scheme Design and Star Insurance, who are just essential to the quality of this program, are going to be a huge help to us when we establish our credibility and go to market. The website is live. We invite people to come look, find out more. Again, RRRAffordableAircraft.com.
And Tom, thank you very much for telling us about RRR Affordable Aircraft. This is Rick Durden reporting for AvWeb at AirVenture 2014.